There's no denying the economical impact the movement control order has brought upon Malaysians, especially those in the lower income group. Despite help given by the government, some have chosen to take up part-time jobs or enroll to be delivery riders to help their income now. These group of students have touched our hearts by how they're helping their parents through tough times. These youngsters in their 20s are working part-time bathing pets in a veterinary clinic to help ease their parents' burden throughout MCO. Dr. Randolph Paza, a veterinarian, told New Straits Times that they contacted him looking for jobs after some of their parents lost incomes due to the MCO. Furthermore, this is also a way for them to occupy their time as sporting activities are still not allowed for now. The doctor added that the five students, four of them accounting majors at UiTM while one of them is an SPM leaver, are familiar and comfortable in handling the animals as they've had experience volunteering with SPCA. World of Buzz contacted the doctor to ask how was his experience with the students who've been working with him since the beginning of MCO. He said that they're hard-working boys and that he's happy to have them, especially at a busy time like this. Although some of them were scared of some of the fiercer, after the proper guidance, they were much better, he said. To ensure the students' safety, they were kept away from some pets who were only handled by professionals. His clients who saw the students bathing the animals were also interested in their grooming services. Randolph feels like this would be a great opportunity for the students to learn more about not only how to give them showers but also to cut their nails, brush their teeth and other basic grooming services. If you're based in Kota Kinabalu, make sure to check out this inspiring located here or contact the clinic for their services at +6088381105. It's inspiring to see these students helping out their parents and not caring to get their hands dirty, literally. Kudos to Dr. Randolph as well for giving these students a chance. Also read, 5 things Malaysian pet owners need to know during COVID-19. You have reached the end of this story.